kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I, Samantha Joy Mostyn, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty, King Charles III, his heirs and successors, according to law.
Noong ika-isa ng Hulyo taong 2024, opisyal na sumumpa si Her Excellency the Honorable Sam Mostyn bilang Gobernador General ng Australia. Siya ang 28 na Gobernador General ng bansa at ang 2 babae na uupo sa posisyon. Nakapanayam ng SBS Examine si Mostyn sa Foundation of Ethnic Communities Council Conference sa Brisbane at tinalakay ang social cohesion, ang unang royal tour ni King Charles III bilang monarch at ang kanyang pananaw para sa Australia. Sa kanyang talumpati noong siya'y nanumpa, binanggit niya ang kahalagahan ng pagiging positibo at pagkakaisa para sa hinaharap ng Australia. Ngunit nagpapakita ang mga pananaliksik na tumataas ang pagkakahati-hati at ilang pagkasira sa social cohesion sa mga komunidad. Paano kaya mapabalakas ang social cohesion sa panahong ito?
I get to go to communities where I see the very best of social cohesion. I meet often with young leaders from multicultural communities who have a very clear-eyed vision of what is essential for cohesion, and it comes down to inclusion and respect, the way we conduct conversations, the way we disagree without falling into rancor and violence and disrespect is one of the most important things that I can do and that any person in a position of public office must do. We can convince ourselves that we're becoming less socially cohesive, or we can look optimistically at those that are teaching us that to care for one another, to carefully listen to one another's difference of opinions, and to engage respectfully and with a deep sense of inclusion.
May mga alalahanin pa rin tungkol sa social cohesion. Anong mga hamon kaya ang kanyang napansin?
I get to see and observe in my role, if we lose the capacity to care, if we lose the capacity to reflect deeply on what has made us strong, then that would be a worrying trend. It's about focusing on the things that have made us strong and caring enough about the way we conduct ourselves to ensure that we don't allow the tropes of division to drive an outcome that none of us in Australia would enjoy or see as positive for the country.
Ang care ay isang patuloy na tema para sa Gobernador General at sentro ng kanyang pananaw para sa isang modernong Australia. Ginamit niya ang pagkakataong ito upang talakayin ang kanyang pananaw tungkol sa care sa kanyang panunumpa o sa kanyang unang talumpati sa tungkulin.
Care has a deep and resonant place in our Australian identity. Care is that gentle thought and the outstretched hand that Australians have always been ready to share when great challenges present themselves. Care is the quieter, better part of ourselves. If I can capture in a few words my aspirations for our country, I believe that these testing times call for an unstinting focus on kindness, on care, and on respect.
Paano niya kaya nakikita ang konseptong ito sa mga komunidad?
It's a commitment to caring for one another, caring for those that care, but caring for our civics and institutions, and caring for the way we conduct ourselves in the tough discussions and conversations that we're having as a country and that come from all around the world, of course.
Nakatuon ang SBS Examine sa pagpuksa sa mga maling impormasyon. Sa kanyang palagay, may mga maling pagkakaunawa o hindi pagkakaintindihan kaya tungkol sa papel ng civic sa lipunan ng Australiano.
We are such a fortunate country gifted with so many advantages that I think complacency is a big issue. And so I would like most Australians to reconnect with the institutions that make us significantly stronger than often we realise. The extraordinary power we have with the combination of 65,000 years of culture from First Nations people shared so generously with us, combined with the British institutions that give us our constitution, our Westminster system of government, compulsory voting, and an independent electoral commission, and then the great multicultural migrant story, refugee story of the last half century or more. And I worry that for many Australians, they've given up on understanding that we have a constitution, that we have a series of principles that underpin the security of the nation.
Bilang gobernador general, siya ang kinatawan ni His Majesty King Charles III sa Australia. Ano ang papel ng monarch sa modernong Australia at nagbabago ba ito?
We have a system that has its history with a link back to monarchy, but a governor general that is chosen by an Australian prime minister. I am very proud of the fact that I am the king's representative, but I know that my role is very much in our constitution and in the executive powers, and I exercise those functions with a very clear mind and heart about what Australians expect of their governor general. I think when you have an optimistic modern king who wants to come back to Australia for his first time as King of Australia to hear the story of great success that is uniquely Australian and emanates from Australians. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my role, but it's also one to remind the country that this is where a lot of the stability of our system emanate from, our constitutional monarchy and the fact that we have such a free and open democracy.
Sa susunod na taon, ipagdiriwang ang 50th anibersaryo ng Australian Honours, kabilang ang mga parangal tulad ng Order of Australia. Paano nasisiguro na ang mga parangal na ito ay inklusibo at sumasalamin sa mga diverse community?
These awards and honours are open to everybody. Anyone who is doing remarkable things in our community should be nominated. So I would encourage people watching this interview to think about the people in community who should be receiving these honours and awards. It's not a very diverse group historically, but it lends itself, the whole system lends itself to honouring those who have achieved remarkable things either at the very highest level of their professions or in the most incredible volunteering roles or community building. And I look forward to, during my term as Governor General, to seeing that change quite significantly so that we can celebrate that 50th anniversary with something that represents the Australia that we are today and where we're heading in the honours and awards system.
Ang podcast episode na ito ay mula kay Nicola McCaskill at Rachel Knowles para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.